right, guys, welcome back to the second half of the first half of the season six
you
finale.
You say second half. We don't know how many episodes this is going to be.
The second half of the first half.
Okay.
The second half of the first half, and then we'll have the other half of the other
half. We'll see how long that takes.
So we're going to, I think we really got a lot of our initial thoughts out at the beginning. So now we can kind of just break down the scene by scene. So we left with Alex getting on the elevator.
Yes.
So then we get to,
Wait, are we doing Living in Shondaland here?
Oh, right. We're going to do Living in Shondaland. I will say it's the same for both episodes.
Okay, that's fine.
One, two, three, four, five. Again, five.
Are you forgetting something?
We're going to start this episode with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! Woo! That was just a
Nailed
lot.
It.
That may have clipped. I'm so sorry. That may be not sounding great in your ears right now. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. How many?
Five.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
The lady from the diner.
Yes.
Mandy Moore's husband.
No.
The gunshot car crash guy.
Yes.
Okay, so that's two. Ruby?
No.
Mandy Moore?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that one felt like a stretch. That one felt like a stretch. Let's see. Who else was in this episode? This is...
Gary Clark was there.
Is Gary Clark Living in Shondaland?
We already did that.
We already did him. The sergeant, the bomb squad.
He's the police sergeant.
Yeah, the police sergeant. So that's three. What other patient situation is in here? There's not a lot of patients.
No,
stuff.
There's really not.
Gary Clark murder. Gary Clark murder. Is it? Did I already go through the wife? The wife of the dude. The gunshot victim wife.
You did not say that, but yes, that's
okay.
One
so
of
that's
them.
That's four, and then. The fifth is going to be the SWAT guy who tells Lexi to run after he shoots. No?
No.
Okay. Is it the guy who pats down Teddy and Owen?
No.
Okay, I give up.
Ruby's mom.
Gosh, fucking, I forgot that Ruby had parents. And we see them both. The dad's in a suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
Also, I have food here too. So while you're talking
snacking
about that,
because we've been doing
haven't eaten anything all day.
We don't want to take a super long break because we don't want to lose the momentum. Tom Irwin plays Marty, who is the sergeant. He is in one episode of Scandal and one episode of How to Get Away with Murder.
What else is he in?
I don't know.
Can I look up his IMDb?
Yeah.
Okay. What is his name?
Wait, no. Let me double check.
Okay. Comes back for the next mass shooting.
And so wait, R.I.P. Reed. Jeanette Brox is Shelley, who is the wife of Pete. She was in an episode of Scandal, an episode of Private Practice. Adam Shapiro plays Pete. He's an episode of Scandal.
What do I know that name?
I don't know. We'll get there in a minute.
Okay.
Him, you could definitely look up.
Wait, who is that? Adam Shapiro.
Yeah.
Okay. The name feels very familiar. Adam Shapiro.
I think of Ben Shapiro, who we hate.
Yeah, who's he? Who's Ben Shapiro?
He's the conservative guy who says a lot of very loud, terrible shit.
Oh, maybe that is what I'm thinking of. The last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Wait. Tom Irwin was also in an episode of Private Practice. Wow, I missed that. The surgeon.
Can I look up his IMDb?
The episode with the nuns.
He's the priest. He's the priest who loved the nun.
Yeah.
Yes. I knew I recognized him.
Yeah.
But is he in any other? Is he in any
nothing
USA?
Nothing else is jumping out from here that you would know.
Okay. No USA Network shows. No Scrubs.
You didn't watch 24, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. I feel good with that. I was like, I know I recognize this guy before. So we have seen that episode of Private
Practice.
Yes,
we have.
Okay.
Kelsey Scott plays Karen. Ruby's mom. One episode of How to Get Away with Murder. And Sarah Giller is the waitress. She was in one episode of Private Practice. So there you go. Some Shondaland.
I love it. That was great. I also recognize that I was so excited that I didn't get my full Living in Shondaland. Like, I was not, like, it may not have felt into it for you guys, but it was true. It was true for me.
It felt good.
Yeah, it was very fucking intense. Also, I feel good with those people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not the Randos. Bank teller.
Yeah.
But I thought one was going to trip me up. That's why I was, like, really digging through, and I forgot. Although Ruby's parents were very briefly there.
Yes, it's true.
So.
But they spoke words. She was like, she has to have surgery? Which is also how I would react if someone told me my children had to have surgery. So,
well, honestly, the way that she was like so disgusted by that in the beginning, I was like, "Are they going to be? Is this going to be a Jehovah's Witness storyline where they can't do like blood transfusion?" I don't think we've had that. Have we had that on Grace?
No. Does that happen on Scrubs?
It does on Scrubs. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh no!
For when we start our podcast,
We don't even need to watch it anymore. No. Okay. So let me get back to the appropriate spot. So then Meredith goes to Derek, but he's in a mood, so she ends up not telling him about the pregnancy. This is very different from both your and my experiences. Michael was both times we were staring at the test until they changed together. Carmen and I were about to record something else for a different podcast that we were doing, and Jessica came down and literally, when I say about to record, I mean,
we started. We had started.
I see him like wave her off screen where he's like, what? What are you? And then like, it's like, I can't. Like,
literally a paid event for a university.
Yeah.
We were hired to do. And Jessica walks in with her pee stick sobbing. Also, in this moment, I had had 2 hours of interviews with a job. Did an hour for this recording and then had another hour long interview for the same job afterwards. So I've been sitting at a computer screen for 2.5 hours at this point. And I'm like, I can't do anything. And then I had to wait another 2 hours to even go and
Jessica
embrace her.
Meanwhile, like left and went and got like 6 more pregnancy tests to make sure that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She was. Good news.
Yes.
So Derek, Meredith tells Christina first and then it's like, oh, I want it to like be special. Like I want to tell Derek in like a special way, which I understand why people do that.
With dirty, dirty sex.
So she tries to like cheer Derek up. And so that's exciting. You know,
she also says that she was using protection.
She said, yeah, she said, we use the thing, which could mean many things. Could be a condom, could be a diaphragm, could be a
female condom.
That's the diaphragm.
Oh.
The spermicidal lube.
Oh, yes. I don't know how I feel about that. That just feels like something that shouldn't be inside of a human body.
I don't. Regularly. Yeah, I don't really. I'm like, how does this, what if one is just gets missed?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure many do. So then it shows Teddy and Owen operating on Pete. And it's so bizarre to go from Alex and Reed getting shot and then Alex pulling himself to the elevator and then just to cut back to no one else knowing this is happening. It is
how do you not
jarring.
Hear it? You don't. These hospitals are loud.
Yeah.
And it's not like they went outside to a shed 100 feet away for these medical supplies.
Yeah.
They would have been on a floor where people would have. The doors weren't open. The show does not know how doors work.
Yeah.
So. That was jarring. That was intense.
But it is insane to go from those moments of like, holy fucking shit, like they are killing, like someone was just shot in the face, point blank, like in her eye, in between her eyeballs. And then it's just like, okay, also we're all just bebopping still.
Are you mad if I go get seconds?
No, I can talk through
it. Okay. I'll be back after a word from those messages.
It's me. And so basically, we see them operating with Pete. He's in bad shape. And Christina comes in to talk to Teddy about like a post-op patient and somebody who needs something or another. And Owen tries to be like, no, you should scrub in. This is big time. And she's like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to scrub in. And I do have a little bit of a weird thing with this because I'm like, are you so upset with Owen that you are yet again letting him get in the way of your career? Because that also feels like a wrong choice. However, I do fully support being like, I can't even be around you if I don't have to be. So I do see both sides. And so then, oh, she leaves and Owen's like, give me a minute. Who 5 seconds ago was yelling at Teddy for letting this man's wife say goodbye to him. And now he's like, how, let me just leave this surgery. That's not good. Like, he was trying to tell Christina to scrub in because things were going poorly. Carmen's microwaving his snick snacks. And so do you have something to add? He's back for a minute.
Yes, I want to say two things. Number one, don't ever let a man or a woman, a significant other, dictate your career. Don't make poor choices based on them. Number two, I do support the pettiness, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I'm probably
support the pettiness. Yeah. Yes.
So Owen goes after her, and she's like, do you love her or do you love me? To which he responds with silence.
And which is kind of the worst.
When she says, I'm done, we are done.
Yes.
Full stop. Thank you for your time. I'm so glad I let you waste my life. And so she leaves. And then April trips over Reed.
This 10 seconds. This is the moment that I'm like, oh, okay. So they're broken up.
Yes, 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 yes.
This is the moment where there's some clarity to their relationship status.
Yeah, that I agree. This definitely seems like we are done feels like a solid end to a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when April trips over Reed.
Yeah.
And the scene after that.
This is Carmen was angry.
It's scenes like this that I'm like, yeah, April, no one likes you.
I have it on film of Carmen being like, just fucking spit it out. Tell Derek there is a gunman loose in this hospital.
Yeah. She was going through shock. Derek recognizes that.
Carmen did not. or didn't care.
I didn't care. But when she's like, you know, growing up on a farm, I saw lots of pigs get, you know, gutted.
She's
you know, like the saying.
Drenched in blood.
The saying gutted like a pig. But, you know, Reed was anorexic and she was like 5 pounds. So that's a lot of blood to be seen. And then Derek's like, what is going on? She's like, yeah, Reed's dead. And I'm like, okay.
Okay,
this is-
we do. I understand the frustration. You can get your thing.
Okay.
I understand your frustration with this moment. However, and we don't love April. The acting, the delivery is truly incredible. I know she had several monologues that were not ideal, but her performance, the actor performance is really spot on to what it needs to be. So, and we also had multiple people on the Patreon talk about how we like needed this to be addressed. Like her.
She's a great actress.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's not okay. What's the actress's name?
Sarah Drew.
Sarah Drew. You're great. April, you suck. But,
did you know I grew up on a farm? So blood doesn't bother me. I slaughtered a pig once. There was a lot of blood. Bleeding like a stuck pig is a saying. To bleed like a pig, it means something, but you don't think of people as having that much blood. We learn in medical school how many pints we all have in us, but you don't realize until you see it. You don't get how much blood. And a skinny person, I mean, my God, Reed, she's almost anorexic. She's like 5 pounds. You wouldn't think she'd have that much blood in her, but she did. She did. And that's when Derek grabs her face and says, you're in shock. And she says, Reed's dead. Someone shot her. So
I forgot my fork over there.
Just the important.
I would like to say that was crazy.
Carmen's doing great. I agree. The urgency is definitely there on the audience end, but that is that just adds into
that
it.
Makes,
like that's
yes.
what they're trying to do is being able to get, we're already on edge and
yes,
that
we
exacerbates
are.
Like, again, like we're sweating, we're shaking. We're
we
like,
are.
Oh my God. Like every, again, because we've just cut from the shots back to normalcy. So we're like, people need to know.
Yeah.
So everyone can join us on this level of panic.
And we need to know that it's Gary Clark. Fuck Gary Clark.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
He sucks.
Maybe we should put that on a shirt. Fuck Gary
Clark. Gary
Clark.
Oh,
is that good merch? Would you guys wear that?
But, like, we need to probably bleep
we'll like,
some of
yeah,
it
we'll
out.
Like, star the U.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or the
we'll censor
K.
It.
Yeah. F-U-C star.
Or we'll just put fuck, but then put the bar over it so you know that it's... We'll workshop it.
Or the U could be Gary Clark's face. That might be likeness, like, name and image likeness.
We don't love that.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so...
April
I get
is
it.
In shock.
Sarah
Drew
is a wonderful actress in this scene.
And this, the whole episode.
It is great.
It does not make her likable as a character.
The character just still is not my favorite, kind of sucks, and that's fine. And I'm not going to apologize for that because also I am not a George apologist, although it sucks the way he died.
Yeah.
Okay. T.R. Knight is a great actor because it's hard to act that fucking stupid and be hated. So, anyways, that is my take on that. But that was the first point where I'm like, April, I need you for once in your life. Like, get it together. Mm-hmm.
Spit it out.
So.
So then we have a very tense moment where, again, we as the audience know what's happening and no one else does. And Christina gets on the elevator. And it just shows Christina on the elevator. And then Gary Clark asks for directions to the chief's office. And praise be that Christina, because I think she was so upset with Owen, she's like, I don't have the bandwidth. I'm just going to be nice to this man. I'll just give him the directions he needs. So she answers his questions. She very thoroughly gives him like step-by-step directions. And he gets off and he's like, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
And that's when he pulls the guy from Soren and he goes, oh yeah, have a nice day. Yeah. And then almost kills.
I mean, they really make you think because like he steps off and then it's like a tight pan on him when he turns around and you're like, he's going to pull. This is where Christina gets shot because Alex has, when you have Alex get shot, no, it feels like no one is safe. No one is safe. And that is the second thing. Reed is immediate. Reed is dead. Alex gets shot. We know he's alive, but now no one is safe.
Well, yeah. And in the moment, when they were very explicit, and there is now at least one dead human.
Yes.
Who was being billed and groomed to be an integral part of the show.
Right, yes, yes.
That's when I was like, anyone could die.
Yes.
Or at least anyone's going to be wounded.
Yes.
Anyone could be wounded.
And many are. Many of the main cast are.
So we get, let's think about this for a second. So Alex, mm-hmm. Reed.
Yeah.
Derek, Owen,
Charles are the ones that we know
they get shot because they show
other people getting shot, but we don't know. Like they show the nurse getting shot, security guard, multiple other doctors. They show,
but all five of those people have a line in my notes every week.
Yes,
just in case for their storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So half of my list, roughly gets shot.
Yeah,
at least a third, more than a third. Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, so then
I want you to know though I didn't think Christina was going to get shot in that moment. There wasn't like any part of me that thought that she was going to get shot in that moment, but I did feel like she was unsafe still.
Yeah. Yes. The tension is just out of this world.
It is. It is
like
intense,
again. Though. I knew what was going to happen, and I was like hiding in my shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate this so much. And I think that was we watched that because I had been filming you at that point, and you're the whole scene. You had your hands over your mouth, and you didn't even realize it.
Yeah,
I didn't like have a verbal reaction, but the whole time you're just like hands are over your face.
I didn't
because again the tension is like something. You're like, well, something has to happen.
Yeah, I didn't realize my hands were over my face until I rewatched that video that you showed me. Yeah, that was. A non-breathing moment.
And then we see, again, Alex in an elevator, still just bleeding. Derek on the phone with security being like, I don't understand why you don't know what to do.
This is where we need to pause.
Yes.
We need to pause this.
Yes.
Day one orientation.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Any manager role that you were in, there's a couple things. Day one orientation, and within your first 15 or 30 days of being hired, non-manager, every employee, you go through active shooter training.
Yeah.
Run, hide, fight. Everyone knows that's like the pretty standard active shooter training.
This might not be the case if you don't live in America. This is the case in America.
Fair. Sorry to paint a gloomy picture.
I mean, it's ready the for reality. Your job? Like,
here's capitalism, run, hide, fight, active shooter.
Capitalism, and everyone has guns.
But there is an active shooter protocol that every manager either has or should go through this situation. So the fact that Derek didn't know that there was a procedure or a protocol for this is concerning. And honestly, I'm gonna say that this was bad writing for this particular scene. it felt like it should have been more decisive. It shouldn't have been more question mark, because in a hospital that is this big should have these emergent protocols in place.
So here's how I want to frame this, because I know you've been there and I want you to tell your story.
Yes.
But I'm going to frame it for you in this aspect. Derek is still new to this job. It is quite possible, because when Weber shows up later, does seem like he knows what would have happened. Derek knows where to find the book that has the answer. He goes to the book, he calls security and he finds the book. So he does what he knows to do, and then he pursues finding more answers. So I want to put that frame, and then also reframe again, 2010. Unfortunately, things have only gotten worse. So there's also like that to kind of be, not that things were going great then either, but like it was just like, it seemed like it wasn't as intense as it is now. I'm not going to speak to numbers because I don't know that that's true, but it feels that way. It was definitely still happening. But so I think maybe if you look at it with those few things in mind, because again, they really make it seem like Weber did know what he would have done in those moments.
Yeah.
A lot of my issue is when Derek's on the phone with the head of security and he's like, what do you mean you don't know what to do?
Right.
That is actually your only job.
Yes.
Yes, Derek should know. He has other parts of his job that he is also in charge of. That man's only job is about what to do in things like this.
Yes.
So that is where my greater issue is.
Yeah. And like, doesn't make me feel secure.
Again, it's less that it's bad writing and more that the point of the writing is less to be real and more to create panic in the viewer.
Correct. Yes.
Which they successfully did.
Yes.
So,
as someone who has gone through an active shooter lockdown in a workplace scenario, I was the manager at a job where there was an active shooter event inside of a mall. And I had to lock down my building, and the whole mall went on lockdown. Also, I had said my goodbyes. I was 6 minutes past the end of my shift. I should have been gone. I was there. That was the night that we thought we were going to put Grievous down.
Yeah.
We got home at like, I got home at like fucking midnight 45, and then saw Grievous bleeding from his butthole, and then was at the vet until 4:50 into Christmas Eve. So it was Christmas Eve Eve into Christmas Eve.
I believe you. I don't remember that part.
It was the 23rd.
All I know is that I was seeing the new Spider-Man movie because I got out and looked at my phone and there were many texts. The first one I saw was from my sister that said, oh my God, is Carmen okay? And then right below that was a CNN alert about an active shooter in the Chicago area. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
and I was like, I wasn't looking at my phone. It was in a movie.
Yeah, that was scary. So When SWAT comes, the officer, what's his name?
The Sergeant Marty.
Marty. Mr. Officer Sergeant Marty. He tells Weber that the procedure is you go floor by floor, room by room. Yeah. And that is true. That is exactly what happened. And when people are coming out, it is the civilians, it's the workers. Everyone comes out, everyone gets cleared. When we left the building after being on lockdown, as SWAT came to our door, you walk out, hands up, because they have these guns pointed directly at you in case the shooter is trying to
utilizing hostages.
Yes. So it is how they depicted it and what Weber saw and was getting frustrated at is the real standard protocol. So I like that they balanced out Derek and the head of security's lack of knowledge with a real life truthity.
Well, and also they also have to take into consideration that not everyone is going to be able to leave, because there are going to be patients they can't move, and there are going to be people who have to continue to be seen. Like, you know, there were people actively in surgery, so they it's such a unique scenario, obviously.
Yes.
But again, there definitely should be a lot of clarity for everyone going in to know what to do in that situation. So did you have anything else to add? You just liked that part.
I did actually like, and I know that's farther down, but I wanted to, on this moment of the active shooter piece, just explain, like, there was a yin yang of kind of an unrealism with the realism kind of together on that. So great job, Officer Marty.
So then the calls go out that they're on lockdown. Oh, and Weber sees all the cops going by and like gets up and sprints out of that diner. Everyone gets the calls. They get the call in Peds, and Callie's like, ugh, I can't believe I have to be on the same floor as Arizona. And I'm like, there are just, you are about to have way bigger
problems.
More
things are in play here.
Don't worry about it. Then Bailey gets the pays, and she's like, that's weird. She's with Mary still. Teddy and Owen are in the OR. Derek comes in and is like, hey, Jackson, got a second? And he's like, how's this guy doing? And Jackson's like, not good. And Derek's like, cool. There is a shooter here. So I'm going to need you to like, let them finish and then announce to everybody, which like, that's one of those things I kind of could see. You're definitely going to have to make like a game time decision and judgment call in that moment. Cause again, it's, you can't, what, you just going to tell them, leave him to die and everyone else leave. Like, that's not what they're going to do. That makes sense for no characters on this show.
No, but the opposite would have been, this is the realism of the situation.
Right.
Barricade the doors and finish the surgery. And once you're done with the surgery, because Hunt brings up a good point. The guy needed to be thawed out. Like he was like,
they had like had him in hypothermia or right. Whatever they do to work on stuff.
He needed to have his temperature raised back up. So they probably could have changed their plan if they would have known that part. But
they might not have been. That may have been the only option. I mean, they made it seem like it was a pretty bad time going in.
Yeah.
So, Garrett kind of, I'm not going to say he made the right or wrong call because I think, like, who's to say? Like, no, none of us have ever done that. So, he tells Jackson, just wait till they're stable and then don't let anyone leave. So basically make sure everyone's still fully focused on this patient and then just stay here for safety purposes until you're cleared. So sad. Then we see Meredith finding Christina and be like, oh, must just be some drill. Maybe it's an axe murder. So fun.
Oh, and wouldn't it be so
again,
cool if it was an axe murder?
Jarring. Like, not great. They're like, well, let's go find Derek now and tell him about the baby because Christina's sad because she broke up with Owen and she wants to see, like, she says she wants to see the bitch baby
tears. The bitch baby tears.
Ultimately, she wants to, like, feel joy because she's sad and she wants to feel joy for her favorite people.
Yes.
Lexi. Oh God, this scene. Lexi's talking to Mark. She's like, hey, can you sign this for whatever? And Mark's like, oh, isn't it so crazy that we're on lockdown? Do you love Alex? I miss you. And then Gary Clark is like, I'm just going to walk up these stairs, to which the nurse says, sir, please don't do that. To which he responds by shooting her in the face.
Dead.
Just fully dead immediately.
Again, he shot a pretty long way.
Yes. Successfully.
Direct aim. But Alex.
It's just, yeah. Yeah. It's questionable. That's where I'm glad that Alex didn't get shot
right.
in the face.
Right.
But Mark protecting Lexi, like
the first thing he does, human shield,
because
run away.
Just
let's
jarred,
go.
Like she's yes. like, oh, I just hear something like what's happening. And so he immediately pulls her down and like gets on top of her. And then he's like, I'm getting you out of here. Well, she tries to go check on the nurse. And he's like, it's you can do nothing. That woman is dead. I'm getting you out of here. And then they go to the elevator. And of course, because of drama, because Lexi is sleeping with Alex and Mark so loves her, the elevator opens on Alex gasping for air.
I think this is one of those scenes where you were filming me and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. What is happening?
Yeah.
Like, one thing after another, after another.
I think at this point, It's just because Charles hasn't been shot yet.
No.
This is the second shooting event.
Yes. This is more people finding out what's going on.
I didn't
think. In the worst possible way.
I thought that Reed and Alex were just unfortunate casualties. But this is the moment where he's like, oh, no, no, no. This is what we refer to in the biz as a murder spree.
This is bad times in the kingdom.
And I'm not going to stop. Until I have to.
Yeah.
And I think shortly after this is when we see him do a reload situation. And it's like, oh, you came to play. Like
that's when he shoots Charles. And Miranda
yes.
is when he does the reload.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. So Man. Essentially, yeah, bad things are happening. Whoo, Lordy B. So, sorry, I've lost my spot in my notes. Okay, so they... elevator opens on Alex, and then... cut to black.
Yes.
Cops arrive. Weber gets there and is like, what the fuck is happening? And that's when they're like, SWAT's on the way. You can't go in. We're going to do what we do, blah, blah, blah. And then Mark and Lexi take Alex to the conference room, do what they can see, like what's going on and what they can do. they figure out there's no exit wound for the bullet, so it's in there.
Yes, yes.
This is, like, obviously the choice to have Mark be the one that has to save Alex after, like, half of a season of threatening to kill him, essentially, is a choice.
It's the right choice.
It is. And especially, obviously, more comes of it as, like, he has to watch Lexi do and say all these things.
And, well, and Alex also do and say some things.
We'll get there when we get there. Yeah. That's
no spoilies!
A lot. Then they're having issues on the peds floor because there's not a lot of people. Like, there's only so many doctors and nurses and, like, 40 kids or something. So then Callie's like, why don't we put them all in the playroom together? And Arizona's like, hey, that's a good idea. And Callie says, hey, why don't you fucking die?
I do remember that.
And it's like, my God, subtitles, you've got to chill. Like, Callie, I understand being upset when you're hurt, but, like, my God, please.
She likes your idea. It's okay. It's okay to take that compliment, dude.
Meredith and Christina are just bebopping around the hospital, and they cannot read the room because no one else is around. It is eerie. And they are like, wouldn't it be funny if just everybody was on pooping?
Yeah.
Poopy doopy.
Yeah, poopy doopy, dude. And, yeah, that part to me was a bit, I mean, it just shows that they can be selfish, and they were, because they were just walking around.
Very in their own world.
In their own world. And then Derek is like, guys, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
There's someone who, like, Reed is this when he's like, Reed is dead?
No, I think he just said there's a shooter in the hospital.
Okay. For some reason in my head in that scene, he goes, Reed is dead, you guys.
You guys need to be more careful because people are shot in the face.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, so they're, and Derek's like, can you just, like, you gotta hide, get in this closet. And he puts him in there. He's like, do not move until I come to get you. And so they're in there, and that's, like, not fun. And then Bailey's with Mary, and Mary's like, why are you acting weird? And this is a bad one. This is one that, this is, I hate it. She's like, okay, there's something going on. There's a lockdown. That's all I know. Percy comes in, and, like, he's on the floor. And Bailey's like, who's on the floor? And he goes, the shooter. And she's, I'm sorry, the who's on the where now? Like, it is, like, you've given me so much information, and none of it's good. It's all the absolute worst thing you could possibly say to me.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse. They see the shooter shoot the security guard.
He has a name. He's a shitty person. He has a name.
We see
fucking Gary
motherfucking
Clark. Fuck Gary Clark.
Fuck Gary Clark. They see him.
That does need to be a t-shirt.
I do worry, though, if that name is too common, that if we put it on a shirt.
We'll need to put our logo on it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Gary
Clark. So they know specifically that we hate them. If someone named Gary Clark sees it, they'll know specifically that we hate him.
Yeah. Imagine watching Grey's Anatomy with a last name Clark and still naming your kid Gary and then going, oh, wait, shit, no! And then they already wrote it down.
Yeah. Okay, so she sees him shoot the security guard and someone else. She tells Percy to hide. She tells Mary to pretend to be dead. And she covers Mary up, and she gets under the bed. Gary comes in. I don't know why, but he does. Well, because of plot. But he comes in, and he sees, for some reason, he's like, I should uncover this body shape. And he sees her and thinks she's dead, because why wouldn't he? He doesn't know. Like, whatever.
And he didn't even recognize Mandy Moore from her starring role in Scrubs.
Or Princess Diaries.
Or Princess Diaries.
Which he for sure would have watched.
Yeah.
And so he is like, oh, God, this is too much. Like, he has a moment of being overwhelmed. And I'm sure he, like, has the memory of, like, his wife and all this stuff. And the sirens are coming.
The sirens are coming. Someone out there is talking too much about Gary Clark.
So he is about to leave, and he hears Percy, like, I stumble or bump something in the bathroom, and goes into the bathroom. And Percy's like, please, like, what? I'm so stammering and living in fear, which is, I mean, what we all would be doing. And so he says, are you a surgeon? And Percy's like, well, and he's like, are you a surgeon? And Percy says, Charles says, yes, I'm a surgeon. And so he shoots him. And Bailey, we, like, get Bailey's viewpoint for most of this, which is their shoes. And then Charles just falling, being shot, and, like, gasping for breath because he's been fucking shot. And so then we have the absolute, one of the easily top 10 most horrifying moments of this entire show, where it's the close up on Bailey's face and hands. And then she's just yanked by her feet from out from under the bed. And she's like grabbing. I mean, it's a horror movie. It is the shot from a horror movie. Like, it's awful. And she said, he asks, are you a surgeon? And she just like can't get anything out. And he says again, she says, no, I'm a nurse. And so he says, I'm sorry for the mess. I'm sorry for the inconvenience or whatever. And then
some shit
changes the ammo, which really, you really feel like he's going to shoot her. And again, this was another, like, allegedly they said they toyed around with Bailey getting shot, but they decided like not to die, but just like they didn't even want her to be
for
shot.
Drama.
Because they're like, she's like such a, like the soul of the show in so many ways, that they were like, we're just going to not do that instead,
yeah.
Which I feel like was the right choice.
Yeah. You know what else was the right choice? Taking a quick pause for a moment of advertisements for capitalism. I'm really hoping.
I swear to God.
The gun lobbyists the gun don't have.
I really hope this is not an ad for a gun.
If it is, just know that we didn't pick it.
We are so sorry.
We didn't pick it. We'll be back after these messages.
One of the best things about finishing a great book is knowing that you have another one ready to go in your to-be-read pile. With Book of the Month, you can make sure that your to-be-read pile stays stocked and ready to go. Each month, you can use the app to select from 5 to 7 titles vetted and curated by the team at Book of the Month, focusing specifically on debut authors and early releases. If you can't choose just one, you can always upgrade and add more from your selection. And if that TBR pile starts to get a little too tall, you can skip as many months as you need to give yourself a little extra time to catch up on what you have. Personally, I am a huge fan of suspense and psychological thrillers, so I was very excited to see multiple books on the selection list for May that fit that description. I selected 2 different titles, both of which are set in Washington State, just like our favorite show, Grey's Anatomy. I thoroughly enjoyed The Return of Ellie Black, the first thriller novel from Amiko Jean, and have Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch ready to read on my road trip next week. Right now, you can sign up for Book of the Month and use code PETALS to get your first book for only $5. That's code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, to get your first book for only $5. Watch out for that blue box at your door and get your TBR pile stocked and ready.
And we are back.
Here we are.
For a second, I thought one of my mustache beard hairs fell into my yum yum sauce. I'm eating leftover hibachi, by the way. It's great. So. It's delicious. And Gilly also just sent me a text. She goes, I need to know if you're mentally okay right now.
No. The answer is no.
The answer is no. Still reeling.
In every way.
So, yes, in that moment, I'm like, okay, she's going to get shot. Something like some
yeah,
shit's
because
going
he's
down.
Reloading.
Yeah.
As though he's like, let me put more bullets in this gun so that I can use them on.
Yeah.
But luckily he doesn't. He leaves. Thank God. And so then...
And sweet Mary this whole time has to play a corpse.
Yeah, she just starts crying, which obviously, like, what else would you do?
Do you think that murder rampage Gary Clark would have shot another patient, though?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Whew. Mark and Lexi are like, we have to do a chest tube and it's really going to hurt. And Alex is like, please don't do that because it's going to hurt. And Lexi's like, don't worry, it'll be okay. Shh, sweet baby Alex, just make sure you whisper your screams.
And Mark is like, you need to shut him the fuck up.
I'm like, if the man with the gun hears the screaming, he's going to come looking.
Yeah, and she pats, like a puppy. Like, oh no, shush,
I mean, yeah. Again,
sweet
we're
boy,
in shock, we don't know what to do. And it's a lot of back and forth, and finally just shoves a bunch of gauze in his mouth. Yeah. Because, I mean, what else are you going to do? I'm sorry, because you have that one where you're like, oh, maybe I bet they're going to like have her kiss him to shut him up. No, at a certain point, you're going to be screaming. Someone kissing isn't going to shut you up because a man has, A, put a bullet in you, and now a different man is using a knife to cut you open and stick something inside of your organs.
Between your ribcage.
With no medication.
None. At that point, I would be like, I'm just, guys.
Let me die.
Let me die. Yeah. I'm done. I'm out.
So then Callie and Arizona are moving the kids, and essentially... Arizona says, why are you being mean? And Callie says, I've decided that I'm going to hate you and not even try to make nice because you've made me mad because I decided that I didn't want to have kids for you and you never thought about doing anything different for me. And then Arizona's like, well, you're bad at being a lesbian. So it's just, you know, it's,
that was a weird
the
scene.
Back and forth is not great.
What does she say? She's like, you fell in
love with
everybody. Mark and George and me and this girl
Erica
at the coffee shop.
Erica Hahn.
I actually forgot about Erica Hahn in this moment. When they mentioned Erica Hahn, I'm like, oh yeah, other things happened other than Reed dying. What else is this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Miranda is trying to talk Mary into like walking through how they can help Charles. And I told Garbin this moment like keeps me awake at night when Miranda is working on him. And she's like, where is that water coming from? And Mary goes, you're crying. And so she's like, well, you have to come over and wipe my face so I keep working. Because like Charles is like covered in water in addition to this, all this stuff Bailey's trying to do to keep him alive. So I think about that line a lot. That's one that's
it's intense.
That'll stick with you.
Yeah.
Teddy and Owen stabilize the patient. And then Jackson's like, we can't leave. There's a shooter in the hospital. And Owen says, how dare you keep this from me? Which
I am shocked and appalled and personally offended.
Owen, it's not about you.
Well,
okay?
You know, he doesn't know that.
He's going to make it about him.
Yes.
So then Owen's really mad at Jackson, which is not the vibe. It's not his fault. There's a shooter. It's not his fault. He was following Derek's like orders. It's not his.
That's when he should have gone, oh, and I was just following the orders of my direct
yeah,
supervisor.
Exactly.
My sergeant said, I do not move. So I do not move.
That's exactly what
commanding officer.
Said.
That's
yeah.
what he says. When your commanding officer gives you a direct order, you do not disobey it.
Yeah, exactly.
Blur, blur, blue, be blue.
So, there's a lot of back and forth about it. And Owen's like, everyone else stay here. I'm going to take him to ICU so that I can get him like, warmed back up so he doesn't die. And Teddy's like, well, I'm going to come with him. And Owen says, no. And Teddy says, bitch, yes, I am. I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon. This man is about to die. Like, he is on the last leg of life. Like, I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
So they go together. And
forces them to talk.
We'll get there, yeah. That's so then Arizona and Callie continue to argue about their relationship. Meanwhile, Ruby's appendix bursts. So that they're dealing with that whilst also hating each other. And then Christina and Meredith are in the closet. This is when I will say my notes also become sparse because everything happens in the last 5 minutes of both of these episodes.
Yes. This is intense.
Christina and Meredith are still in the closet and Meredith's like, I'm going to vomit. And Christina sees Gary Clark and is like, figures out he's a shooter. She's like, motherfucker. Like, I talked to this man and he was looking for Derek. Like, the guy with the gun is here for Derek. And Meredith vomits.
Rightfully so.
Yes. I mean, she was going to vomit regardless, but that probably was like, oh, and some
yes.
extra.
Yes.
And he finds Derek. This is very iconic. Like the scene of Gary Clark and Derek with the gun pointing at him on the catwalk is like, I feel like if you know Grace, like you think of this, like, you know, this scene, it's cutting a lot. This is again, a very classic Grey's, like a lot of things
the
cutting,
montage,
cutting, cutting. Yeah.
Yes.
So cutting from that to Alex and they're like, he needs blood. He's not going to live without a blood transfusion. So Lexi says, I'm going to go to the blood bank and get in. Mark's like, no, I'll go. And she's like, no, if you leave, I don't know how to save him. Like, you know, you're more,
which is a valid
you're
point.
More of a doctor.
He's a double board certified surgeon.
So, and it's, you know,
what does like, Addison say? I'm a
double
board certified neonatal,
neonatal surgeon.
Something. And what does yeah. Mark say? I'm a, And
plastics and ENT.
Yes.
And so Lexi leaves
very smart.
And Alex
very
goes,
smart
hey,
people.
Sloan, try not to kill me. And Mark goes, I'm doing my best.
I'm really trying here, kiddo.
Meredith and Christina see Derek. They've left the closet because, of course, they have. So they see Derek.
Wait, pause. This scene is giving me a lot of Han cutting open the Tauntaun, putting Luke inside energy.
Oh, Han Solo.
Han Solo. Yes.
You
not
meant
Erica
Han.
Han
again. I was like, I'm sorry.
Erica
the what
Han
now?
Cutting open the Tauntaun. Han Solo cutting open the Tauntaun on Hoth, saving Luke.
Yeah.
Older gentleman saving the younger,
yeah.
the young buck coming up, it's who so also, there's a love triangle mm-hmm. there, right? Mm-hmm. Giving a lot of
vibes.
Star Wars energy here.
So Meredith and Christina see Derek and Gary. Christina's like actively holding Meredith back. Derek is trying to talk him down. Then it cuts back to Bailey working on Percy and he's like, am I dying? And she says, no. And he's like, don't lie to me. And she goes, I will not lie to you. Right now you're not dying. If that changes, I will let you know.
Spoiler alert.
Christina continues to hold Meredith back. Derek talks Gary Clark down, talks him down. Fully the gun is pointing down. He has done it. He has been like, I got into surgery to save lives. I hurt you. What I did was a mistake. I think today for you is a mistake. Like I understand loss. Like my dad was shot
for his fucking watch.
Yes.
Yes.
Like I understand like what it is like to lose someone that is important to you. I want to help people. This is like what happened with your wife is not why took this job, like all this stuff and all this stuff. And
and he succeeds. He talked Gary Clark down. And who comes in to ruin the day?
It's April. April shows up.
Fucking April.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the look on Derek's face when April walks.
It's all slow motion, all only music. You can't hear. Meredith is screaming.
Yep.
Derek turns to see April and is like, fucking shit, and turns back. Gary has raised the gun again, shoots him, like, almost directly in the heart.
And April goes,
it's shocking that that man is alive.
It was like lower.
That's what I'm saying.
Center.
Almost yeah. directly. It is left side, fully the left side.
Yeah. And then April, when she goes, oh, Derek, thank God you're back. He's not back. He left you in the office. Why are you on the catwalk, April? Gosh.
Carmen was mad. When we watched it, Carmen was mad.
And that's in between the episodes, I said a lot of, April, you thanked Derek for hiring you back by murdering him. She pulled the trigger.
Yeah, Carmen.
Gary Clark in this moment did not pull the trigger. April pulled the trigger.
So, yeah. He shoots Derek.
No, Gary Clark still
Meredith
dead.
Screams. Christina's holding her. There's only music. And then, like, Derek falls, and it's just, like, a close-up on his face, and that's the end of the episode.
Yes.
So we'll wrap up here with Carmen's in-between predictions, and then we'll pick up with the next episode.
Yes. So here are my predictions from in-between. I said Derek is dead. I said Derek was going to die. Alex was going to live. Charles was going to die. This next note is not a prediction, but I said I need distress poop.
It was a prediction, and it happened.
I did predict Gary Clark killed himself.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And I said Hunt dies in an interaction trying to subdue Gary Clark.
Yes.
He did not die.
He did get shot.
Obviously, but he was shot
in that interaction
trying to subdue Gary Clark.
Yeah. I feel like there was something. Oh, you did think Derek was going to die?
I did think Derek. Fully. So actually, that was really the only prediction that I had that was completely
100%
wrong,
yeah.
I thought that this
other
was the
bits
episode.
And pieces of other ones you were definitely very close or spot on with.
And there were other scenes where as they were happening, I
kind
picked
of
up
put
on
it
the foreshadow,
the
Meredith scene in mm-hmm. the next. We'll talk right, about yeah. that. Obviously, Gary Clark trying to be there to kill Derek. That's felt pretty obvious to me right off the bat. Going through the next actual episode, there were two points where I almost cried. And I got very emotional
in the next
one. But they both came in
part two.
Death and all his friends.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that.
This the end of Sanctuary.
Oh,
officially,
okay.
And we'll pause it. And that way there'll either be three episodes, maybe there'll be four, honestly, at this
point. We'll just record no episode will be longer than an hour.
Probably.
Maybe.
We'll see. We don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're winging it.
I think everyone understands why this needs to be the way that it is.
Yes. Okay, I feel pretty good about this. And then we'll pause. We'll start a new one. Who knows how we'll label these episodes, but we'll make it happen. So
we'll see you guys in just a moment. Yeah. Or maybe a couple days. We don't know when we're releasing these.
No spoilies!